And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday admitted there were problems with his government's initial response to a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey amid anger from those left destitute and frustrated over the slow removal of rescue teams. Arrival of rescue teams. VOA Turkish reporter Onur Erdogan reports from Iskenderun that he received reports that two people were taken out alive, but also saw the dead bodies of two small children being recovered. The combined death toll across Turkey and neighboring Syria has climbed above 11,500. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushed for fighter jets to ensure his country's victory over Russia in a dramatic speech before Britain's parliament. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Do everything possible and impossible to make the world provide us with modern planes to empower and protect pilots who will be protecting us.
Zelensky notes that the British monarch was a highly qualified military pilot, while underlining the high value placed on his own fighter pilots as they battle Russia. Zelensky, wearing his trademark olive drab sweatshirt, urges allies to send his country jets, saying combat aircraft would be the wings for freedom. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Olympic Committee has pushed back against the mayor of Paris by insisting there are no plans for a Russian or Belarusian delegation at the 2024 Games, while also acknowledging that some athletes from those countries could be welcome. Olympic leaders have set out a path for athletes from Russia and Belarus who have not actively supported the war to qualify and compete as neutral athletes without a national identity.